You've seen the news coverage all week long. It's the 150th anniversary of the battle at Kennesaw Mountain. There's a bunch of stuff going on this weekend. They're expecting 50,000 visitors. What the heck is going on? What's it all mean? Let's ask J. Mark Powell, author of the Civil War novel Curse of Cain and a former volunteer at Kennesaw Mountain. In fact, volunteer of the year 1 year. J. Mark, welcome to the show.
My pleasure to be here, Michael. Thanks for having me.
You don't need to mention we were roommates in college. That's not important.
Yeah, we'll just let that go.
We'll let that go. By the way, so why is this a big deal?
Well, as a matter of fact, the battle was literally wrapping up 150 years ago this minute. It was early in the morning, and it was all done in just over 2.5 hours. The short answer to your question is the Atlanta campaign had started about 2 months before this battle, mm-hmm. and for 7 weeks there had been running fights, full raging battles and everything. Sherman has outflanked the Confederate general, Joseph E. Johnston. He hasn't defeated him on the battlefield. Sherman had gone to West Point, and the military textbook said, yeah, you can win a battle by strategy and maneuver, but a real general hauls off and clobbers them
right.
in a big bloody battle. There's something sneaky, devious, shifty about maneuvering. Okay, today the exact opposite.
Exactly.
The guy who accomplishes his goals with a minimal amount of guys killed is a bigger hero than some blood and guts type. Each time the Confederates keep falling back to another defensive position, this is the last one before the city of Atlanta. This is back against the wall time. It's called the Kennesaw Line, 11 miles of forts and trenches, one of the best positions the Confederates had. And Sherman is thinking, maybe I'll try one more frontal assault. Mm-hmm. This was the last. This was where the message got through. The Union side lost just under 3,000 men killed, wounded, and captured in 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Wow.
And this was where it finally got through. You don't do it. He didn't do it anymore.
We're talking to J. Mark Powell, a Civil War novelist, and also worked at Kennesaw Mountain as a volunteer. So who won the battle?
Well, the Confederates did. They won the battle, but it was the same old story. Sherman then flanked around, moved his men around the side, mm-hmm. so the Confederates had to pack up, cross the Chattahoochee River into the Atlanta city defenses. So, you know, the Confederates win the battle, but the Union troops win the war. Interesting thing, by the way, these guys have been fighting for, as I said, 7-8 weeks nonstop. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was spring and summer in the Deep South. They were wearing wool uniforms.
Ugh.
They stunk to high heaven. The Union troops were the exact same situation. When the Confederates crossed the Chattahoochee River, a bunch of them were given soap and told to bathe as they washed. You know, two birds with one stone, right?
Sure.
And this one soldier begins screaming that his skin is coming off.
Uh-huh.
Everybody stops and runs over and looks at him, and it wasn't his skin. He had sweated and gotten so dirty and gun smoke and everything.
Right.
His white muslin shirt had meshed and stuck to his skin and was deteriorating.
Ugh.
And it was hunks of the shirt coming off, not skin. That's dirty.
Yeah, that's pretty dirty.
Yeah, and then the Union troops were the exact same situation. But that's what it was like, by the way, to be stuck in these trenches at Kennesaw for they were in the trenches for about 2 weeks.
So Powell,
and
somebody's
they were pretty ranked to one another.
So if somebody's headed up this weekend, what should they look for? What's the cool stuff to see?
Well, the highlight, you know, the two highlights of the battlefield visually is going to the top of Kennesaw Mountain. It's a spectacular view.
Mm-hmm.
The nastiest fighting was at Cheatham Hill. And that's the historically significant spot. By the way, the Illinois troops who charged up that hill were so proud after the war, they formed a veterans association, kind of like the VFW, the American Legion.
Mm-hmm.
They raised money for a monument. They had fought in 7 major battles before this and 5 afterward, and they voted unanimously. This was where they wanted their monument to be placed. And they erected it exactly 100 years ago today on that site. And that monument's still there. It's
wow.
Beautiful.
Very, very cool. So I love having you on the show. One last thing. We're talking to J. Mark Powell about Kennesaw this weekend. It's going to be a great event, history. It's a beautiful place. And I've actually gotten the Powell tour personally. You have a new novel out that's about basically running for president. Tell It Like Tupper, right?
Tell It Like Tupper. It's a thriller set around the presidential primary season. Everyday guy in a small town in Iowa unknowingly befriends a presidential candidate, and the presidential candidate starts taking his advice, and his campaign does a huge turnaround, and suddenly this everyday small town guy is thrust in the national spotlight, and a lot of stuff happens. So
it's a great. I hate to say anything nice in front of you, pal, but it's a great book. It really is terrific, and I enjoyed it immensely. J. Mark Powell, Civil War historian, troublemaker, novelist, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate your time.
Check it out at jmarkpowell.com.
jmarkpowell.com. I got it. Absolutely.